nice Sunday. I love it, love it, love it. I thank you so much for taking time out and being here with us. Let me tell you, the mission and the purpose of Good Deeds, what we do here, we actually help other people share their message to the world. We do that. You know, we do that through radio, through television. We do teleseminars, webinars, through live events. The whole goal is we need to realize that your story is actually going to help somebody else. The things that you've been through in your life will help somebody else. The things that you're thinking about all the time, guess what? It's your passion, which will propel you to your purpose. We have to realize that we are here to help each other. So we enjoy being a part and a venue for that, that actually your God-given purpose can be shown to the world on the masses. You know, we are leaders. We are here to be an example for our kids and our grandkids. The things that we are doing, guess what? People are watching, okay? The kids are watching, the adults are watching, and our elderly is watching. They fought so much for us, our forefathers, and the things that we're doing. So we have to represent what they have taught us. They have worked so hard to actually give us the opportunity that we actually can excel in education, that we can excel in our finance, that we can excel in everything that we do and say. And we have to recognize that this is the ultimate gift that we have from our family and just everybody around you. What I want to do is, real quickly, we're going to actually give a shout-out to some of our awesome sponsors and our awesome advertisers. We're going to get that out the way because we actually have an awesome, awesome special guest that's going to be chiming in very shortly. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
Hey, hey, I love it, I love it.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
We love it. We love it. We love it. My tech department, get it straight. We got a little backdrop there. People are saying a little echo. And we want to make sure we don't miss any of this information. Guess what? We have an awesome, awesome, awesome guest today. We actually have a man of God that actually, you know, we'll find out, but I'm going to just make, you know, get it out the bag. His passion, his joy is to help young people, children, young adults. And we all should have similar passion, but, you know, are we going to respect what that is? Because some people don't need to be there. Let's just be real. But we want to honor where honor is due. We have an awesome, awesome Pastor Otorio Green. He is from Dallas, Texas. He actually has an awesome opportunity to be, he's a spiritual father. He actually helps people in regards to the young adults. He's the pastor of the young adults at the Potter House under the awesome teaching of T.D. Jakes. And we're very familiar with his awesome ministry, the spirit of excellence that he does. But Pastor Green actually is a graduate of Christ for Nations University. His focus in this area is youth and young adults. Having his specific in young adults, I really, really like that. He is actually a youth and younger pastor adult pastor and e-church of the Potter's House of Dallas. He has a lot of energy and creative ways of communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we have to do that. We have to go where people are, that they can understand what we're saying. You know, the first thing that Jesus did, what he did, show love. We have to show love, and then we can open up the Bible and give them what God tells us to give them, okay? And we want to welcome. I think I've unmuted you there. Pastor Green, are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Sunday. So honored to be on the show today.
All right. Well, we just thank you so much. Do you hear us clear? Because my tech department said we had some concerns there. But can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to Good Deeds. We do not want to tarry because you have some awesome information that we need to chime in, that we actually can help you in this awesome movement as well. So please just tell us a little bit more about yourself, Pastor Green.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be on the show and just excited that you guys are taking this opportunity to talk about young adults and the importance of young adults. I have the privilege, the esteemed privilege of being the young adult pastor, which means I pastor everything 18 to 39 at the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas under Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I happen to be the Internet Church Campus pastor, which is our largest church campus that's a part of our church brand, actually, of over 30,000 e-church members that call themselves our members worldwide, all over the world, and I enjoy pouring into young adults. I enjoy mentoring them. I enjoy seeing them in the prime time of life and seeing them make big life decisions where God is all in the mix. And I'm just honored and excited to be used by God and to be honored to be the one that he's using in this season to do that here.
Yes, and we commend you for that. That's an awesome, awesome task. But you know what? You know, we just want to get into this awesome thing that you're actually doing, the platform that you have. What are your thoughts, Pastor Green, about, you know, the millennials, how we can get them engaged with religion? How can we get them engaged to just believe, you know, in the right thing, to be able to engage the awesomeness of God?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it seems to be a very hot topic now. And, man, we are taking this topic by the horns, and we are dealing with it, and we are jumping in head first here at the Potter's House. And first of all, we understand that there's a big, big, big problem in the fact that there is 90 million plus young adults represented in the United States, and now about 30 million of those 90 million, which is a third of young adults nationwide, don't have a religious association at all. That means they don't go to church, they don't go to mosque. They don't go to anything at all. They would just rather not deal with God at all. And that's the largest people group to ever be without the gospel in the history of the United States. So we know we've got a big problem, but we think we have a really big solution. And we've been seeing some amazing things happen at the Potter's House. We're seeing hundreds and hundreds of young adults come from around the city, and they're flocking to young adult services on a Friday night when they could be at a club, when they could be at a party. They're coming to church, and they beat me here. They beat most of the pastors to the church before we get here. We've seen thousands of young adults come to our young adult conference, over 3,000 this past year, and God is just moving in a tremendous way, and they are really seeing some cool things happen. We're seeing some cool things happen in their lives. God is just transforming lives through what's happening here at the Potter's House. And that's why we're moving and we're really concerned with molding the next generation. Bishop T.D. Jakes has a saying where he says that we're not the next generation. We are the now generation. So if we are now, that means we've got to be prepared to lead right now. And that's why we have this amazing conference that we're doing called the Pastors and Leaders Conference in Orlando, Florida, April 30th through May 2nd, which is a few weeks away. And our focus is really to train up the next generation so that we can make church more fun, more exciting, more engaging, not just for young adults, but for church people at large and all the people that are in the world that really want to engage with church. We just want to show all church leaders how to do it better.
And I totally agree with that. And I do give you a major shout out to T.D. Jakes and his awesome platform. I chime in all the time. I'm actually here in Atlanta, but I'm really an e-church member when I'm not in town. So I really, you do everything with a spirit of excellence. And that is very, very, very important. But let me ask you, because I hate to be an advocate. You know, we're in the South. You know, some of our forefathers will say we should stick to our traditions of what we have done in the past. So how, and just in your opinion, how we should, what different, you know, the tools that you use now in the church to try to meet people where they are. I mean, do you think that's a good thing? Or you know, we're not saying the people in the past were wrong with the traditions, but I love what you do at your establishment that you guys, it's just the dance and the awesome things that you tools you use with social media. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, if we're going to reach millennials where they are, we've got to come up in our minds, and we've got to really settle on the mindset that there are no sacred cows when it comes to how to do church. And we have really, really been practicing that model at the Potter's House, and we are really, you know, running right where young adults are through connecting with them through social media. Everything that happens in our sanctuary, you can see played out on social media. You can hear about it. You see everything that Bishop is saying. You see the things that's going on in the sanctuary through pictures and Instagram and Twitter. And another thing that we're doing at the Potter's House, too, that I love, that I really think millennials are responding to, is they're seeing more young adults in place in leadership. And I think that we've got to make sure that we're placing young adults in a position of leadership so that they can be seen, so that they can be recognized. And what happens is that communicates to the rest of the young adults who are watching that play out in the church that we are important, that we are valuable, that we are significant to the body of Christ. Therefore, they feel connected and they feel a reason to connect because they look at the stage and they see someone that looks like them in a position of leadership. And that's exactly why we're doing the young adult, not the young adult, but the overall Pastors and Leaders Conference in Orlando, because we're really trying to help church leaders to understand that. Expand your thinking. Go beyond just thinking locally, but you've got to be able to think globally and see this whole world, and not just the fact that what's going on in your four walls is important, but what's going on in your four walls can be felt around the world if you embrace things like social media, if you embrace things like internet church, if you embrace things like that. And that's where our millennials are. They are on social media. They are watching online. They are chomping at the bits to step in place if they can. But we've got to have a generation of leaders who are willing to do that and be set a place mark for them to step into.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that we have to engage our young people, because, you know, as my mom and dad always say, that, you know, the generation now, they're very smart, very techie. I mean, they
yeah.
don't pick up the telephone like the wonderful conversation we're having. They and I hate to bring it in, but we just being real at the church, amen. They actually break up with people. They say bad things all via text. So shouldn't we as Christians put all the positive things in the same way that you're wonderfully doing at the Potter's House? And we all churches, positive organizations, business owners, et cetera, we need to do the same. And like you say, on a global way, because if some kids right now they have no hope. And we actually need to be a vessel or a tool and to help them to do that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So right now we're even doing things to embrace millennials even more so. And we've learned, and we're watching things play out in front of us that we're learning from and that we're seeing some success in. And a few of those things is that millennials really will come to church if they feel like the church is relevant. If they feel like the church is dealing with certain topics and subjects and things that they're dealing with currently, like dating, for instance, like relationships, like marriage, like sex. I know that's a sacred cow that we don't like to touch in church. But all these things are subjects that we need to start talking about, because this is where young adults are. They're making life decisions about their career. They're making life decisions about who they're going to spend the rest of their lives with. And I think as a church, and what we've started doing at our church, is we've started taking more time to talk about things like this, and we're noticing that more millennials and young adults are starting to pique interest into what's going on in the church, because they feel like what we're dealing with is relevant to where they are in life.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Now, you know, the time goes by so quick, Pastor Green. Please do us a huge favor. Please give us any last thought that you have on your heart, and then tell us how we can, you know, the social media, how we can connect with, you know, you personally, if that's okay, on social media. And also, it's not too late, you guys. I think you can actually still register for the Pastor Leaders Conference in Orlando. I'll be there. The Good Deeds is actually one of the media partners. And please tell us how we can register still and how we can just support you in the products and services and social media platforms.
Sure. We've got amazing leaders and pastors that are going to be there from every gambit of the church world that you could possibly think of. We've got Pastor Chris Hill coming from Denver, Colorado. Of course, Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes will be there. The leadership guru, John Maxwell, will be there as well, teaching us on leadership. We've got something for every single part of your church that they can go to a whole other level. So don't just come by yourself. Make sure you bring your team so that you guys can go to the next level together. The website that you can go to right now to register is pastorsandleaders.org. That's www.pastorsandleaders.org. Nearly 10,000 people are emerging on Orlando. We want to make sure you're one of those people that are going to be there April 30th through May 2nd. We would love to see you guys at Pastors and Leaders Conference 2015. It's going to be the best leadership conference we have had as of yet. We're working really hard to make it extra special for all of you guys that are coming out.
Well, thank you again for your awesome staff that you have at the Potter's House, and we thank, of course, T.D. Jakes and his staff for, you know, just being just awesome and just being true and authentic. That's the word that I love to say about the old Potter's House, is being authentic, because we have to be that. You know, as the old people say, I have to say this like this, Pastor Green, in these last days.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how they say it. So we want to... But thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sunday, for having me. It was an honor to be on. If any of you guys desire to connect with me on social media, I'd love to hear from you. It is at Ontario Green on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to hear from you and what your thoughts were on the interview today.
All right. Thank you. Well, you guys, we did a lot in a short time, but guess what? To end the show, you know, we actually going to celebrate, because guess what? We are here, just like Pastor Green wonderfully said, that Bishop T.D. Jakes says, the young people are the now. So we have to encourage them. But, you know, anything we do, the first song we're going to actually be from Isaac Carey, But God. We got to make sure that we say But God. And everything that's not going good, But God. We have to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. And don't stop. Get it.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. In the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve. And his grace,
he gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day,
yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
not one, Ozzy.
That answer, did you pass last night? Was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in the day,
then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
when mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forth. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer wouldn't look like he had dirt on his chin. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples are freedoms of being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways. Stop playing roadblock and delay. Let them work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Keep kicking your legs to maintain your stroke. Heaven knows you suffer woes to be seen Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us votes. And I know I say I lie. In truth, all my strength comes from Him. I'm charged to bless those in seeking votes and close to abandoning ship. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my crap. Even though your family's grasping the bowl and you're wet, pushing your rap. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't beef over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took collegiate. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain, look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go of everything I've ever known. Let go, let go, let God. Let
go. I got this flame on my mind, causing the pain in my heart. Saying that change is about to start, not supplying the spark. Right now it's cool to be stupid, they call you dumb. They call you the man if you sell drugs, they call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that. Keep saying impressed wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming, they said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I be sinned. Then again, I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace the cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals, I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'ma continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous. It might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never faze me a bit. Cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
For a second when I talk to my father, you know, sometimes you just gotta let go and let God. There ain't no specific way you gotta pray, just pray. Put your hands folded, put your eyes to the sky, just pray. Pray for me, I'ma pray for you. But I'm asking God to pray for us.
Astronomical pressure weighs me down every day. Got me consistently plotting routes for my soul to escape. When I think of the past, most of the time I reminisce pain. Will I leave this place smiling the folded up shirt stains? Some contemplate suicide and I can't place no blame. Seem like we'll see them soon, our leaders leading us that way. We used to be proud to have a child for all the promise they gave. Now we cry, look in the clouds because their futures are haze. Righteousness is progress, ignorance set us back further. They reaching for false dreams, wanna be athletes, godfathers. Telling our neighbors poison and our neighborhoods disintegrate. We choosing right over wrong, not fully weighing the stakes. We'll be selfish, long as we come up we feel it's not our problem. We born with a disposition, supposed to be better men than our fathers. I was once one of the masses, eyes blinded by others. With plenty heart, but none of us got 1 ounce of conscience. Pray for us, Heavenly Father, it's hard to sustain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. Here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us, Heavenly Father. It's hard to maintain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. So here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us.
Pray for us. Pray for us, Father, have mercy.
Most of us will suppress feelings till it directly affects them. But I bet you and someone you know someone in prison. Cause we're the third generation of government-sanctioned experimentation. Poor education, intimidation, and political assassination. And then what we do, kill each other to keep a system in place that was designed to keep us suppressed in the first place, fool. I pray that God give me the insight that he gave Tupac and made my aim be as true, like when Pac shot them two cops. In the civil rights days, no one had buzzword movement. But nowadays, most of us throw away millions with no excuses.
My folks, they blow dope on objects to obtain. But who of you is from that same loop for a positive change? Maybe we need a revolution to try to right these wrongs. But everyone doing their own thing, no united front. But whoa, smaller Don must have himself a death wish. Cause once we speak up against oppression, they'll label him terrorist. Pray for us, Heavenly Father, it's hard to sustain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things we see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. Here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us, Heavenly Father. It's hard to maintain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things we see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. So here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us.
Pray for us. Pray for us, Father, have mercy.
Not just for me, Lord, bless everyone, no matter the struggle. I know you hear us calling and joy when our lives on a bubble. It's just sometimes we need your wisdom, calling hope wasn't home. Most time we make the wrong decision when dialing our own cell phone. Satan's greatest trick, convincing the world he didn't exist. But we know different, cause we live in a hood with some of his minions. In the scriptures, they make mention of thugs in times biblical. So please forgive me as I continue the task of chasing my issues. It's disturbing when a person's whole world comes crashing down after repeated rebuilding on what then seems solid ground. I try to live right, but with my vision in the brightest light, but the judgment day I'll probably be the most valuable sodomite. I believe in keep faith, even though I can't see you. But my fan base equal the number of folks believing in you. These cats can write a beat, but they're constant and tired. So please guide me when I preach and baptize with this fire. Pray for us.
Father God, I thank you for this day, Father. I just want to say that I love and adore you. I bless your holy name. Thank you for giving me the use of my limbs, this free air to breathe, the ground that I walk beneath, Father. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my family. I pray for my mother. I pray for my father. I pray for my brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews, my extended family, my friends. Father God, I also pray for those who will not or cannot pray for themselves, Father. I ask that you offer them guidance, wisdom, and understanding, Father. Father, bring more people closer to you so that they will understand what true love means, so that they'll be able to spread it to other people. Each one teach one. I choose to serve you. Pray for me, Father. It's an uphill battle.